All right, so I'll say good morning. Back to Yuma. Very exciting, actually. Okay, so we'll say, remember again, today's daf is Gimel. We left off on Beis, Amud Beis, two lines up from the bottom, Rav Ashi Amar. So we'll say, remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, we're trying to figure out now, we have the paradigm for sequestration preparation period is from the Miluim. Again, we learned out Yom Kippur already from the Miluim. We're now trying to figure out if we should be learning Parah Aduma from the Miluim as well. Two possibilities is where we learn it out from the Pasuk, either again from the Lashon of Lasos or from the Gzeir Shava of Tziva Tziva. The Gemara is suggesting that maybe the Pasuk doesn't come to include Parah Aduma, but rather it comes to include some of the Regalim. So the Gemara wants to make a suggestion that maybe it comes to include Shemini Atzeres. Why? Because Shemini Atzeres follows actually an interesting paradigm of the Miluim household. Because just like the Miluim had, the coin is back there if you want. So you don't have to get a feel. So the Gemara left off by saying that maybe Shmini Atzeres follows the paradigm of the Miluim, because at the end of the day, you have 7 days beforehand with an eighth day Yom Tov. Maybe again, therefore, maybe Shmini Atzeres is actually the Yom Tov, maybe Shmini Atzeres is actually included in the Pasuk of Miluim to tell us that we have this sequestration preparation. Rav Ashi says, 1 second. Me, two lines are from the bottom. Mi Ika, Midi, Di Ikar, Regia, Lo Boy Prisha, Tafel, Di Dei, Boy Prisha. Is there such a concept where the Ikar Regel does not require sequestration preparation, and yet again, the secondary Yom Tov does require preparation, sequestration preparation? And also what that's saying is, Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara is suggesting, is Tafel, is secondary to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So if Sukkos doesn't require sequestration preparation, then can you say that Shmini Atzeres requires sequestration preparation?
It's just another reason to reject Shmini
Atzeres. Another reason to reject Shmini Atzeres, that is correct. So the Gemara says, Vafilu Leman Do Amar Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo. And I've also, even if you want to say that, no, Shmini Atzeres is not secondary. Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov on its own. We actually spoke about this as past Shmini Atzeres. That's true. Shmini Atzeres is Yom Tov on its own. Hani Mili Le'inyon, type of Gimel, Pzar Kshav. Right? So Shmini Atzeres is only considered to be a Yom Tov on its own for Pzar Kshav. Now, also, what's Pzar Kshav? Let's take a look at Rashi on the right side. Pzar Kshav, Rashi says, Pais Li'atzmo. Remember, the first Shmini Atzeres is unique and distinct from Sukkos in six different ways. The first was the Pais. It was like Pais, Rashi points out, Pais Latzmo, Shein Pais Bepari Achad, El Eitzel Kamishmoros, Shekola Mishmoros, Shonos, Umishal Shos Bohen, Lepi Cheshbon Sidran. So it was like, during the days of Sukkos, the Kohanic families divided up in terms of who was taking which particular day. Shmini Atzeres has a new lottery. Shmini Atzeres, they literally drew lots to decide who is going to go ahead and work. That's the first distinction. Next Rashi, the Zayin, Zman La'atzmo, we say Shechyonu on Shmini Atzeres. And this is separate in the same fact that what? Over the previous 7 days of Sukkis, we did not recite Shechyonu. Regel Li'atzmo, Rashi says, Shein Shem Chagasukos Alav. We don't call it Chagasukos, but instead we call it Shmini, either whatever you call it. Chag Shmini Atzeres, as a Shmini Chag Atzeres, as a, the point is, call it a different name. Karban Liatzmo, it has a different sacrificial service. Shein Karbano Shavu L'chol Shari Mosachad, Shekulam Par Merubim Ve'ilim Shnayim, V'yudal Kvasim, V'kan Par Echad, Ayil Echad V'shiva Kvasim. So whereas Sukkis has numerous Karbanos, Shmini Atzeres has a much smaller sacrificial selection. Shir Liatzmo, Rashi says, Shein Shiro Shavu L'chol Shar Shiro Simeachad, that ultimately the Shir, this is the Levitic song of Shmini Atzeres, is different than the song that was sung on the rest of the days of Sukkis. So he says, fine, skip down a little bit. Bracha Liatzmo, this is actually very interesting. Bracha Shahayim Mevarchim Letfilas Chayi HaMelech. So apparently, again, interestingly enough, modeling after the fact that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, on the eighth day the people came and blessed the king. So every Shmini Atzeres, the custom was that they used to come and bless the king. All right, so we'll say the point the Gemara is making over here is that even if you want to say that Shmini Atzeres is its own Yom Tov, Shmini Atzeres is only its own Yom Tov regarding these six things. Again, the pious, the new lottery, Zman, that you say Shech Yonu, Regel, that is called its own Yom Tov, Karban Kof, the Karban has its own sacrificial service, Shin Shiran has the only Vedic song, and Beis Bracha, that they used to go and bless the king. Aval le'inyan tashlumin, tashlumin derishonu. But Rabbi say, as regards tashlumin, it is considered to be a tashlumin of the first. Rabbi say, what does that mean? That Shmini Atzeres is actually I think you mentioned this yesterday in passing, that Shmini Atzeres is actually a makeup Yom Tov for Sukkis. Now, what does that mean? He says, the Hotnan, because we learned, Mishalochag. I will say, what does that mean, Mishalochag? It doesn't mean somebody who didn't party. Right? What it means is somebody who did not bring Yeshame Chagiga. Right? Remember, again, every regular Rabbi said this, and we actually saw this extensively in Pesachim, that there is an obligation to bring a Karban Chagiga each and every Yom Tov. So someone who did not bring his Karban Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, he can go ahead and bring his carbon chagiga the entire Yom Tov, the Yom Tov ha'acharon shel chag. And Rabbi Yossi, not only that, he can even bring it when? On the last day of the chag, which is what, Rabbi Yossi? Which is Shmini Atzeres. So what do you see from here, Rabbi Yossi? You see from here that Shmini Atzeres, in its essence, is not really a separate Yom Tov. It's only separate in these six particular areas, but in general, it's considered to be top of, it's considered to be secondary for Sukkis. And the truth is, this last proof is really the strongest. This idea that you can actually bring the karbanos of Sukkis on Shmini Atzeres is indicative of the fact that this Yom Tov is really an appendage to Sukkis. So why is this important for us? Because just going back to what we said yesterday, actually what we just said before, excuse me, what Ravashi said is it doesn't make sense to include Shmini Atzeres in the paradigm of sequestration preparation. Why? Because if Shmini Atzeres is really tafel secondary to the Yom Tov of Sukkis, and the Yom Tov of Sukkis doesn't have sequestration preparation, then Lemaisa what? It doesn't make sense to say that Shmini Atzeres is going to have it. So the Gemara says, Ve'ima Atzeres. Okay, so we'll say, so we've kind of exhausted all of our possibilities with one exception, which is Shavuos. So maybe Shavuos. Maybe Shavuos is the Yom Tov. Rabbosai, again, we're just trying, bless you. Listen, all we're trying to do over here, we keep our eye on the ball. We're just trying to figure out what else could be included in the Pasuk of the Miluim. Again, Rabbosai, I realize I should define our terms. If there are those who are joining us for the first time today, welcome. So again, just to understand that the idea over here is from the Miluim, we have this model that before engaging in some type of event, there is this process of sequestration. They would take a person away from the home in order to prepare the individual for this event. The paradigm of this is the Miluim. When they inaugurated the Mishkan, so Aaron and his sons were sequestered and prepared for 7 days. And Bayom HaShmini, the eighth day, then becomes the day that they begin their active service. The Gemara was suggesting that this paradigm of the Miluim is the source for the fact that we separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur, and the fact that the Gemara wants to suggest we also separate, the Mishnah and Parah says we separate the Kohen before he does the service of the Parah Aduma. So the fact that we separate out the Kohen before Kohen Gadol from Yom Kippur, that the Gemara has no problem learning out from the Pasuk of Miluim, because there's an extra word of, or extra phrase of, Lechaper Aleichem. The Shaila is Parah Aduma, how do you learn it out of the Pasuk? So the Gemara says, well, before you learn out Parah Aduma, maybe he's coming to include other things. So the Gemara is just step by step dismissing the sequestration preparation model as applied to all other calendrical events. So we have one. We have one last possibility, which is Shavuos. Ve'ima Atzeres, the Prishas Shiva Yom Echadu. Maybe you also remember Shavuos is one day. So maybe here's a good model. Maybe you have to separate out the Kohen for 7 days prior to Shavuos. You have 7 days preparation for 1 day service. Amar Abba, but Abba says no. Donen par echod va'ayil echod, mi par echod va'ayil echod. We learn out a case of one bull and one ram from the case of one bull and one ram. La'afuki atzeres v'shnei elin ninhu. So I will say again, apparently there's a strong sacrificial common denominator between Yom Kippur and the Miluim, that the Miluim had one bull, one par, one ayil. Yom Kippur has one par, one ayil, and therefore the Gemara is suggesting is the only things that will have what? The only things that will have the par or the model of sequestration preparation are things that have one par, one aisle, as opposed to Shavuos, which has what? Shnei Ilim. So the sacrificial service of Shavuos has two rams. So leave out Paraduma. We're gonna come back to Paraduma afterwards. So the Gemara says the following. We'll say, take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Done in par echad ba'ayel echad. Avodas Musaf. By the way, just use them. We don't have to do all these Rashis, but I'm very excited to have Rashi, and I feel like we've been separated from a good friend for a couple of weeks, and it's so wonderful to see him again. So Rashi says, "Donen par echad va'ayel echad, avodas musaf yom kippurim." I would say, just as another aside on the aside, the hakar satov we have to have towards Rashi is just, it's boundless. It's boundless. Rashi allows us to learn. Imagine, I'm saying, okay, Bakshan, we have other study aids today. But imagine trying to see a piece of Gemara, seeing a Chum Pasek and Chum Meshudat Rashi. It's impossible. It's imanish. Okay, Donei Par Echad Va'ayelech. So Rashi says, Avodas Musaf Yom Kippurim. The Avoda of Musaf of Yom Kippur Par Echad Va'ayelech. Was one par, one aisle. The Avodas Shmini Lemiluim. And the Avoda of the eighth day of the consecration of the Beis HaMikdash. Par Echad Va'ayelech. Dichsiv Kach V'cha Egel Ben Bakar. So also now the Gemara is suggesting, in order to be part of the sequestration preparation paradigm, you need what? You need to resemble not just the miluim in terms of 7 days separation, you know, one day event, but you need to what? You need to also resemble the miluim in terms of sacrificial service. So Yom Kippur resembles the miluim, Shavuos does not. So the Marsh Tani Chalaman Damar Yom Kippurim Ayel Echodu. So that makes sense according to Madam who says that on Yom Kippur they in fact brought one ayel. Ella leman de omer shnei elim ninhu ma'ika lemeimar. Aye, but according to the opinion you've said that lemaisa on Yom Kippur they brought two elim, then what is there to say? I will say, remember, if they're bringing two elim, two rams on Yom Kippur, then what? Then it doesn't resemble the sacrificial service of the miluim. In which case, again, it's just been ejected from the sequestration preparation paradigm of the miluim. We'll say, take a look at Rashi. So the Gemara says, ayel echadu. Shahaya carbon sibar biyom kippurim hua amr. Let's go back there. So Gemara says, "Disanya." Let's see this. Disanya. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says, "Ayil echad hua amr kan hua ha amr bechumish hapikudim." So I will say, Rabbi wants to suggest that the ayil echad that is mentioned here is Parshas Acharimos, is the same ayil that is mentioned in Chumash Hapikudim. Chumash Hapikudim is Bamidbar. He's referring over here to Parshas Pinchas. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Ayil echadu. Shahaya carbon sibar biyom kippurim, hu ha omer kan ba acharimos, umeis adas bnei Yisrael, yikach shnei siire izim lechatos, va'ayil echad li ola, hu ha omer ba pinchas lemusafin. So we'll say, Rebbe says that the ayil echad that's stated, the one ram that's spoken about in acharimos, is ultimately the same ayil that's spoken about in Parshas Pinchas. Just perhaps the Torah calls them two different things in the two different parashios. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Shnei Eilim Heim. They're two different ram offerings. Echad ha'amar kan, the echad ha'amar b'chumash ha'pikudim. One is stated over here in Acharimos, and one is stated in Parshas Pinchas. Rabbi Osai, it's a fundamental dispute as to the sacrificial service of Yom Kippur. So normally we'd say, all right, very interesting, but what does that have to do with anything? I mean, whatever it is. Now we see the stakes are actually quite high. Because again, if we're suggesting that the only way that something is subject to sequestration preparation is what? If it resembles the sacrificial order of the Miluim, then that means the sacrificial order of the Miluim is one par, one ayil. So if Yom Kippur, again, according at least to Rebbe, is one par, one ayil, perfect. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, it's actually two elim, in which case it does not resemble miluim, in which case what? It's not part of the sacrificial, of the sequestration preparation model, to which the Gemara says, no. Afilu timot Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. It's not true. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not such a problem. Why? Hasam chad l'chovas hayom v'chad l'musafin. See, here's the difference, Rabbi Osai. Even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says, even, remember, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is one who says that there are two elim, right? He will agree that what? One is for the obligation of the, what he calls, chovas hayom, and one is for a carbon musaf, which means that even though there are two, it could still resemble the order of the miluim. Meaning, even though it has an extra carbon, what did miluim have? Miluim had one ayil, one par, both for chovas hayom. What does Yom Kippur have? One ayil, one par, both for Chovas Hayom. It's just what? It also has an additional one. So the additional one doesn't change the fact that it still resembles the core Chovas Hayom obligation of Miluim. La'afuke, however, this would come to include La'afuke, Atzeres de Tarvayu Chovas Hayom Ninu. I will say this would come to exclude Shavuos, where both of the rams that are offered are both for the choson. We'll say we'll get into this more in Masechta Suma. We'll discuss different karbanos. Of course, have different identities. Some karbanos are a karban musaf, some are a karban sibor, some ultimately are what we call chovas hayom, which means they're linked to the very identity of the day. So what the Gemara now is suggesting is, even according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that there are two rams and one bull that's offered on Yom Kippur, it's that extra bull is a musaf. It's not what's called chovas hayom, it's not the core obligation of the day. The core obligation of the day is one bull, one ram, and if that's the case, it resembles the milui, which also has one bull, one ram, and Shavuos is out of the equation. Why? Because it has two rams, both for the obligation of the day. So look at Rashi Rabbah saying, Sula afuke atarza tavayu chovas hayom nehu. This comes to exclude Shavuos, because by Shavuos, both of the elim that are brought are for the chovas hayom. L'chovas shtei halechem ksiv, v'kraftem al halechem. The elim shtayim u'b'chovas yom demiluim, ayel echot hu dahava. Okay, so also remember, by Rashi just means in over here, by Shavuos, the core avoda of the day. We actually had this in Pesachim a little bit as well. The core avoda of the day, actually had in Shkalim also, probably in Erevin, also in Brachos, Shabbos. There are certain, because whenever it comes to Yom Tovim, really are mentioned everywhere. So Shavuos, of course, is unique because you have this service of the Shtei Lechem, the two loaves, which actually were multiple loaves that were brought on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Okay, in any event, what we've just proven is Shavuos is too dissimilar to Miluim to be included in the sequestration preparation paradigm, and therefore it's out. So the Gemara says the following: Ve'imu Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I've also said now, we're pretty much at the end of the line over here. We have one last effort. Maybe all we're just trying to figure out is we took it for granted that Yom Kippur was going to be included in the paradigm of Miluim. All the Gemara is just saying is maybe something else is being included instead of Yom Kippur. So maybe it's Rosh Hashanah, and especially Rosh Hashanah is very good. Also, why I'm saying, because remember Yom Kippur is being learned out from what phrase? Kaper. So again, you could apply that to Rosh Hashanah, even though again, the Torah explicitly says Ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem by Yom Kippur. But still, again, we could get it in there.
So, what we just did with Atzeres was for the Kaper might be the carbon on the.
That's the Gemara is possibly suggesting.
We rejected, but that's
correct.
What it was.
Correct. So now the Gemara says the following. So maybe Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. The Prishas, because I'm also going to remember, what do you have for Rosh Hashanah? The Prishas Shivli Yomechan. I'm also remember, all you need to get started with, to be in the paradigm of Miluim is what? You need 7 days preparation and 7 days that are what? 7 days that are Chol, right? 7 days that are Chol. And 1 day event. Rosh Hashanah, remember, at its essence, is a one-day event. The fact that we keep it for 2 days is because of a calendrical issue. I mean, it's 2 days in Eretz Yisrael also. That has to do with it because Rosh Hashanah represents a unique problem, not problem, a unique challenge because it's at the beginning of the month. And in a calendar that's established through Re'iyah, through testimony, you get, but leaving that aside, in its essence, it's 1 day. So you have 7 days, you could have 7 days preparation for a one-day event, which seems to put it in the paradigm of Miluim, to which the Gemara says, the priest of the Yom Echaru, Amrabi Avo, no. Donin par the ayil shalo. We compare a case of where the par and the ayil is his from the case of where the par and the ayil is his. La afuki atzeres to exclude Shavuos for Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, the tzibur nehu, that it belongs to the tzibur. I will say, what does this mean? So what the Gemara is suggesting over here is something very interesting. That apparently on the common denominator between Yom Kippur and, or say, what happened on Miluim is when Aaron brought the par and ayil on the day of the Miluim, what had to happen? It had to come from his own property. It had to come from his pocket. So the Gemara says the model of the Miluim is it includes other days where the sacrificial service has to come from the pocket of the Kohen Gadol. What's the only other day where the sacrificial service has to come from the pocket of the Kohen Gadol? Yom Kippur. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah, now he's throwing in Shavuos over here because he has another reason to knock off Shavuos. As opposed to Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, where what? Where ultimately the karbanos come from the tzibur. We'll say, take a look at Rashi. Done in par shalo. The miluim mishalohu dichsev. Because when it came to the miluim, the inauguration of the Mishkan, the sacrificial service on the eighth day had to come from Aaron's pocket. Kach lecha ego. Ubiyom kippur and Yom Kippur. Nami ika par va'ayl mishalo. Bezos yavo aron elakodesh, v'far ben bakar, La'afuki atras rashana the tiboninu. So we'll say another kamdanam nirbitimi lubin yom kippur is what? Kohen Gadol has to go ahead and pay for the sacrificial service out of his own pocket. But Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, comes from the tzibur. So the Gemara says, and therefore again, I will say that's a reason to reject these days from the sequestration preparation model. So says the Gemara, Josh. Was there not a chair there? Not that I was Mabai Shubara. Baruch Hashem. Okay. We'll say you should get here by 5:40. Okay, so says the Gemara. For Rosh Hashanah, Tzibur, Hanich Lamanda Omar, Kach Lucha Mishalcha. So we'll say that means what? Now this works well according to the Man Domer who says that the phrase kach lecha, take for yourself, means what? Means from your own property. Va'aseh lecha, and similarly again, aseh lecha, mishalcha, means, so we'll say, this makes sense according to the Man Domer who says that whenever the Torah uses the word lecha, it literally means from your own stuff. But according to the Man Domer, we'll say that it says that lecha doesn't literally mean lecha, but rather it means what? It still means from the tzibur. So my ikalamim, I suppose, say, what is there to say? Because again, according to that logic, then even when the Torah says, let's say the possessive, kimo chatzotzros, it doesn't literally mean yours; it means from the tzibur. What is there to say? So the Gemara says, desanya kach locha mishelcha va'asil locha mishelcha. As the Brisa says, whenever the Torah says kach locha, take for yourself, it means that literally the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the person who he's talking to fashion the item or to do the sacrificial service from his own pocket. Aseh lecha, when God wants somebody to fashion something, he means that do it from your own. So for example, Rashi points out over here, kimo aseh lecha shtei chatzotzros kesef. For example, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to make for yourself two silver trumpets. So the Braisa says that, according to one opinion, that Lemaisa, when the Torah says lecha, it literally means God is telling the individual, I want this to come from your pocket. V'yikhu elecha. But when he uses Lashon of Yikhu Elecha, take onto yourself, then what? Mishal Tzibur. That means from the congregation, from communal funds. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Suppose it's Rabbi Yoshia's approach. Literally, whenever it says Lecha, or Lecha means personal, Elecha means communal. Rabbi Yonasan says no. Bein Kach Lecha, Bein V'Yikhu Elecha, Mishal Tzibur. So Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, says no, not true. Whether it says Kach Lecha, or Yikhu Elecha always means Tzibur, meaning anything that has to do with communal events or communal service always comes from what? Always comes from communal funds. Aye, but if that's the case, then why does it say Kachlecha? We'll say this is beautiful Gemara. So we'll say again, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu really means that's what, that he wants it to come from communal funds, then what? Then say what you mean. Then why do you use a possessive lashon? Listen to that beautiful. This is Kiviyachol. And Zivar Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Mishalcha ani rotze yose mishalahem. That in reality, I want yours more than I want theirs. And what does that mean? Look at Rashi Kiviyachol. Yani shamati im hayat zibor yachol lehiskaper b'shal yachid, hayisi rotze va'ani omer, the v'shedavar kashu lomer shekadosh baruch hu katz b'yisrael, hu omer kiviyachol. So mostly what we will see is that Lemaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu sometimes is, Moshe, I love you so much that I wish it could just come from you. But I can't just have it come from you. It has to come from Klal Yisrael as well. So the Torah phrases it in the singular almost as a display of divine love for Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the end of the day, it really means that all of these items come from communal funds. Abba Chanan Amar Shum Rabbi Elaz. Rabbi Chanan says the name Rabbi Elaz. Rabbi also listen to how beautiful this is. Kosov Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Va'asisa l'cha aron eitz. So one pasuk says, you will make for yourself an ark of wood. Rabbi also again, this is the command from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu to build the aron. Kosov Echad Omer, Va'asu aron atzei shitim. And one pasuk says, they will make for themselves an aron out of acacia wood. Suppose that you hear the contradiction. One pasuk says, "Asisa lecha, you will make it." Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to make the aron, and the other pasuk says that Klal Yisrael was supposed to make the aron. So which one is it? Hakei. Suppose that isn't how beautiful this is. Bizman sheyisrael osim ritzon oshal makom. Excuse me. Can bizman sheyisrael osim ritzon oshal makom? So one case is where the Jewish people are doing the will of God. Can bizman she'en yisrael osim ritzon oshal makom? While this other pasuk is referring to when Klal Yisrael does not do the will of God. Rabbi, say, look at Rashi. Bizman she saw Sunutono Shalmakom, Nikre Sa'avoda Ashmam. Rabbi will say, when we are doing the will of God, then the Avoda is called our Avoda. When we do not do the will of God, the Avoda is called Moshe's Avoda, or it's called Aaron's Avoda, or it's called the Kohen's Avoda. So the Gemara's understanding over here that the Torah is just giving us two different models. If we follow the Ratzon Hashem, then we have a stake, then we have a portion in everything that goes on. If we don't, then ultimately it becomes the domain of those who are righteous.
Is there a Mandalmer that says it has to come individually from the Kohen's?
Yeah, Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia literally says that whenever it says Asay Lecha, that leaning personal. That's personal. So that's machlokes. That Rabbi says. So again, fundamental machlokes, Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yoshia says that whenever it says Lecha, Lecha literally means from the coins or from Moshe's own pocket. But and when it says Elecha, that means communal, as opposed to Rabbi Yonasan, who says no, whether it says Kach Lecha or Yikhu Elecha, that always means Tzibur. And the only reason the Torah phrases it as sometimes singular versus plural is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing a love that he has for the individuals to whom he is speaking. So fundamental dispute. Ad kan lo pligi, but they only argue, Ella bikichos da'alma, va'asios da'alma. We'll say, so far, the machlokis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonas and Rabbi Yoshia, in terms of how to understand the word l'cha, is only in what we'll call general takings, general events. Because why? Kichos da'alma, kach l'cha samim. For example, when the Torah says by the Ketores, take for yourself the spices, asios da'alma, or again, creations or doings in general, asay l'cha, shtei kahat solstros kesef, make for yourself two silver trumpets. Rabbi said, that's they have these machloksim. Again, Rabbi said, again, one more time. Remember this machlokis because it's a very important one. Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yoshia is a literalist and says, therefore, whenever it says l'cha, means what? Means what? From your own pocket. From your own pocket. Literally, you're going to have to outlay the funds for this. Elecha means what? Communal. Rabbi Yonasan, l'cha, elecha always mean communal. So why does the Torah say lecha if we can always say lecha? In term of endearment. So I'll say, now the Gemara says, but one second, understand, the machlokis Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan only applies in what we'll call general cases. And he gives an example, what's a general case? The making of the ketores, the making of the trumpets. Aval hanach, but Rabbi said, listen to this. When it comes to these cases, now these cases refers to what? Yom Kippur and Miluim. Perushe kamefaresh demishalachu. Rabbi said, here's what's interesting. The Gemara is going to suggest that everyone agrees that in the cases of Yom Kippur and Miluim, that's what? Everyone agrees that the sacrificial service of those particular days must come from the pocket of the Kohen Gadol. Why does everybody agree in those days, in those cases? So the Gemara says, Michti, let's see. Miluim, when it comes to Miluim, let's see. Michti. Michdi ksiv ve'al b'nei Yisrael tadaber leimor kechu si'ir izim l'chatos. Because the Torah says, to the Jewish people you will speak saying, and tell them, they should take a goat, a si'ir izim, for a chatos. Vayomer al Aaron, kach l'cho egel ben bakar l'chatos. And yet what? It says again, it says to Aaron, take for me an egel ben bakar l'chatos, lamali, shmamina kach l'cho mishalom. Also, here's what's interesting. What is the Gemara picking up on? The Torah goes out of its way to phrase the sacrificial service in two different ways. Torah says God spoke to Bnei Yisrael and Koash. God commanded Bnei Yisrael to bring X. And then it says, and he spoke to Aaron to bring Y. But also, what the Gemara picks up on over here, the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to phrase the sacrificial order of the day in two distinct ways indicates that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is insisting on the fact that the sacrificial order of the Kohen, in this case, Kohen Gadol, comes from his own pocket. B'yom Kippurim. Let's say in Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, what happens in Yom Kippur? Michti ksiv bezos yavo Aaron el Kodesh befar ben bakar lechatos. What does the Torah say? With this, Aaron shall come into the Kodesh with a par ben bakar lechatos. Umei eis, and another passage by Yom Kippur, umei eis adas b'nei Yisrael kach shnei si'irei izim lechatos v'kriv es parachatos asher lo lamali shmamino haylo mishalo. So we'll say same thing. Amazingly enough, first the Torah speaks about the fact that Aaron shall come into the Kodesh with the par ben bakar, that's his. Then the Torah says that Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, you have to take two shnei si'irei izim lechatos and offer it. And you also have to offer up the par chatos that is his. Why does the Torah have to go back and say that it's his? Why does the Torah have to phrase again the obligations for Aaron and the obligations for Klal Yisrael separately to teach you what? That in this case, the Torah is insisting that the sacrificial service come from the pocket of the Kohen Gadol. So we'll say, what do you see from here? What you see from here is that L'naisa, again, and this is fascinating. There are certain machloksim that you should keep with you throughout our journey through Shas because they're fundamental machloksim. You've just seen one of them right now. Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan. As whenever the Torah phrases sacrificial service in the singular, is the Torah coming to teach you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it that could to be funded by the from the pocket of the individual? Or no, the Torah just uses these phrases interchangeably. So Rabbi Yoshia says, yes, whenever it's phrased in the singular, it means God wants the individual to pay for it, which means Rabbi Yoshia, remember according to Rabbi Yoshia, for example, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Aseh lecha shtei chatzos ros kesef, right? Make for yourself two silver trumpets. Who paid for the silver trumpets? Moshe Rabbeinu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'as kach lecha samim, right? Take for yourself herbs in order to make the ketores. Who paid for the ketores? Moshe, right? So Rabbi Yoshi says, whenever it's phrased in the singular, means the singular. Elecha means general populace, communal funds. Rabbi Yonasan, no, not true. Lecha also means communal funds. Asei lecha chatzotzos, Moshe, I want you to oversee the process. I'm not asking you to pick up the tab. The community will pick up the tab for it. Kach lecha samim, I'm asking you to oversee the process. I'm not asking you to pick up the tab. Both sides, but both Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshi will agree that what? Then in the cases of Miluim and Kippur and Yom Kippur, everyone agrees that in those cases, the sacrificial service of the day is funded by the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because here are two cases where the Torah goes out of its way to phrase it in the singular. Because remember, in both these cases, what do you have? You have a phraseology in the plural. You have God speaking to the general community. And then God goes out of its way to speak to the individual as well. So the Gemara suggests that everybody agrees that what? That Lemaisa, that Lamaisa, the Kohen Gadol, has to pay out of pocket for the Miluim and has to pay out of pocket for Yom Kippur. And I will say the reason why this is important for us, again, is remember that's why we can learn out Yom Kippur from Miluim. Because it's unique. What's the common denominator between the two? They are both funded by the Kohen Gadol, as opposed to every other case. Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, Shmini Atzeres, where all of these cases, sacrificial order of the day is funded by communal funds. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi says, Donin par lechatos v'ayel li'ola, mi par v'chatos v'ayel ola. So Rashi gives another reason. We also learn out, the common denominator between Yom Kippur and the Miluim is what? You had a par that was offered up as a chatos, and an ayel that was offered up from an ola. So we learn out the par chatos and ayel ola of Yom Kippur from the par chatos ayel ola of Miluim. La'afuki Rosh Hashanah, this comes to exclude Rosh Hashanah, the Ataris and Shavuos, Ditar Bayu Olos Ninu, that they're both Olos. So also the Gemara is just heaping on different reasons as to why you can't go ahead and make the comparison from any of these other days to Miluim. Ravina says, Donin Avoda B'Kohen Gadol, Me Avoda B'Kohen Gadol. And also another reason that we learn out Yom Kippur, where the Avoda, we learn out Miluim, where the avoda is by the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, that could be used to teach other cases where the avoda is by the Kohen Gadol, like Yom Kippur. La'afuke kulan kushyaison delav avoda b'Kohen Gadol. And I will say again, the Gemara gives one final, nail in the coffin, which is what? I will say the common denominator between Miluim and Yom Kippur is what? Both days, the sacrificial service must be performed by the Kohen Gadol. To exclude what? All of the other cases we brought up, Rosh Hashanah, Shmini Atzeres, Sukkis, any other case, but what the avoda does not have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. V'ikad da'amri, there are others who say, Amr Avina, danin avoda t'chila, me avoda t'chila. And we'll say, now Avina makes another comparison. We learn out the case of a first avoda from a case of a first avoda. We'll define what that means in just a moment. La'afuki hani, to exclude all of these other cases, delav avoda t'chila ninu, where they are not a first avoda. And I will say, what does this mean? My t'chila, what do you mean a first avoda? If you say that avodas tchila means, an avoda that's done by the head guy, by the Kohen Gadol, hayu kamaisa. We just said that before. We said already that one of the strong common denominators between Miluim and Yom Kippur is that they're both done by Kohen Gadol, and none of these other cases have an obligation to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Ella, avoda tchila b'mako, me avoda tchila b'mako. Rather, what it means is, Ella, really, I should read that differently. Ella, avoda tchila b'mako, me avoda tchila b'mako. Rather, what it's coming to say is what Rabbi was saying is we learn out the case of the common denominator. What was unique about Milulim is that it was the first avoda in a particular place. And therefore, the only thing we can learn out from there is what? Is also an avoda that is unique in the place in which it occurs. What does that mean? Just like the avoda of the Milulim was the first avoda that took place by the Mishkan, so too we look for another example of an avoda that has a geographic first. What's the other avoda that has a geographic first? Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's the first time in that particular year that the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the only time in that particular year. So just like the Milulim represents a geographic first, the Kohen is doing the first time the avoda by the Mishkan, so to Yom Kippur is a first also that the Kohen is going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Rabbosai, Tchila B'makom, Yom HaKippurim, Yeshlo Avoda Lefnai V'Lefnim. By Yom Kippur, the avoda is done inside the Kodesh HaKadosh, and that's Lifnai V'Lifnim, literally means on the innermost sanctum. Shem Yom Kippurim Harishon Haisa Tchila B'Makom Shekodin Lachin Lo Nichnas Adam Sham La'Avoda. That in Yom Kippur was a first, in that you were able to go into a place that a person was not able to go in beforehand. V'Yom HaShmini L'Miluim Haisa Avoda, excuse me, V'Yom Shmini L'Miluim Haisa Avoda Tchila B'Mizbeach HaChitzon. And so too on the eighth day of the Miluim, was also the first of the avoda on the Aron Mizbeach. He just goes on and he says, Rashi goes on and says, I Moshe Rabbeinu offered up karbonos on the 7 days preceding. Those karbonos don't count. These were the first karbonos offered up by the Kohanim. Okay, so the Gemara just keeps on. So we'll say, all we're doing right now is we are cementing the bond between Yom Kippur and the Milulim. And the more we cement that bond between these 2 days, the more we what? The more we exclude everything else from this equation. Ki asa Ravdini am Rav Yochanan. Masni chada, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, masni tarti. So we'll say, bless you, what's happening over here? We'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rabbi Yochanan, masni chada, lo darish mehaikra dekasher asav yom hazeh, ela chada pirisha. So we'll see what this means in just a moment. But Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Dimi came along, he said, Rabbi Yochanan learned out one source, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi learned out two. What does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan, masni chada, La'asos lechaper, Eila ma'ase kippur. So I'm saying now, what's happening over here is going back to the pasuk of Miluim. So going back to the pasuk of Miluim, what the Gemara is going to suggest is that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi learned something out from these pesukim. Rabbi Yochanan learned out one thing from the pasuk. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi learned out two things from the pesukim. What does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan masnichado. He says la'asos lechaper. Also remember, this is the end phrase of the Miluim pasuk. La'asos lechaper, elu ma'asim ekipurim. This comes to include Yom Kippur. And what does that show you? That just like again, the Miluim had 7 days sequestration preparation, so Yom Kippur also has 7 days sequestration preparation. Rabbi Yoshua Levi masnitati. Rabbi Yoshua Levi learns out two things. La'asos, he says the word la'asos, elu ma'asim para. That comes to include para aduma. Lechaper, elu ma'asim ekipurim. This comes to include Yom Kippur. So also Rabbi Yoshua Levi goes back to what we said before, of learning out para aduma from the phrase or from the word la'asos. Rabbi Yochanan masnichado. Rabbi Yochanan learns out only one thing. Also remember, so Rabbi Yochanan does not learn out para aduma from the pasuk of Miluim. What about so v'ha anantinan shivas yomim call them Yom Kippurim v'shivas yomim call them sreifas ha'para. So also Rabbi Yochanan, I understand you're not learning out para aduma from the pasuk of Miluim, which means that according to Rabbi Yochanan, he does not believe that what? That there are 7 days sequestration preparation prior to Parah Adumah. But how can you do that? The Mishnah says there are 7 days sequestration preparation. To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Rabbi Yochanan says, Maila Ba'alma. Rabbi Yochanan says, Maila Ba'alma means what? Maila Ba'alma means it was an extra stringency the rabbis instituted by Parah Adumah. And why, Rabbi Yochanan? Look at Rashi. Maila Ba'alma. Mepnei akal sha'akilu ba'letame midas ha'koin ha'sarfa. Osu ma'al tzavos. Rabbi Yochanan, remember, why would there be a need to create extra stringencies by Parah Adumah? Because we learned yesterday, what did they do to the Kohen who was going to do the Parah Adumah? They were metamehim. So remember, the same way that they would use utensils that were not mekabel tumah, Rabbi Yochanan posits, truth is, there is no obligation for a 7-day sequestration preparation. It's a chumrah by Parah Adumah. And why do we do it? Just to impress upon the general populace the importance of ritual purity by Parah Adumah, because we have to leverage what's happening over here. Since we're Matame the Kohen, we go ahead and we put on other chumras on the other side, but it's not an actual obligation. I would say there's another statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that says what? Kasher Asa Bayom Azeh, Tziva Hashem La'asos L'chaper Aleichem. Aye, but Rabbi Yochanan is on record as darshaning the pasuk by the Miluim. La'asos Elu Ma'asei Para L'chaper Ele Ma'as Elu Ma'asei Yom Kippurim. So we'll say, here's what's amazing. We have Rabbi Yochanan on record darshaning like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That what? That La'asos is Para Aduma. So we have a contradiction. Rabbi Yochanan just said before that there's no obligation of Sikur Sheshem HaRishon by Parah Aduma, and it's only a Chumrah Ba'alma, and yet we just call Rabbi Yochanan as dashing the pasuk by the Milum of La'asos to say that it includes Parah Aduma. So which one is it? To which the Gemara says, don't get excited. Hahudu Rabbi. If Rabbi Yochanan is quoting his Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan himself does not subscribe to the idea that the sequestration preparation period of Parah Aduma is a Doraisa. His Rebbe holds that way, but he does not hold that way. He instead holds that the sequestration preparation by Parah Aduma is what? Is rather a chumrah. Dichi asa rav and amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum v'yishmal la'asos elu ma'ase para. Because here, boss, you have Rabbi Yochanan saying the name of Rabbi Yishmal, his Rebbe. La'asos refers to the parah aduma. L'chaper elu ma'ase yom kippurim. Whereas l'chaper comes to include yom kippur. So, boss, we have Rabbi Yochanan himself saying that his Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmal, holds that the sequestration preparation period for parah aduma is in fact doraisa. But Rabbi Yochanan's own shita is not like that. Rabbi Yochanan's own shita is that it's a chumra ba'alma. Amar Yerushalgish Rabbi Yochanan. So mehecha kayalfisle. So Yerushalgish says to Rabbi Yochanan, tell me, Rabbi Yochanan, so where do you learn out the concept of prisha? Where do you learn out the concept of sequestration preparation? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry?
Meaning his shita made Rabbana?
His shita by Yom Kippur. His shita by Yom Kippur. Because even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that there is sequestration preparation. Mimiluim. Imamiluim kalakasuv bahen ma'akiv bahem af hachanami kalakasuv ben ma'akiv bahem. So we'll say, listen to this. So we'll say, this is a shtickle setup. So now here's what you have. You have fundamental machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that both the prisha, sequestration preparation for Parah Aduma and Yom Kippur are both midoraisa and both come from the pasuk of miluim. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's only Yom Kippur that's doraisa, Parah Aduma is drabana. So Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Tell me, Rabbi Yochanan, where do you learn out prisha sequestration preparation for Yom Kippur from? You learn out from the pasuk of miluim. Okay, fine. Now watch this. If that's the case, imam miluim kalakasa ben ma'akiv bohem af hachanami kalakasa ben ma'akiv. And I will say, if that's the case, remember, when it comes to miluim, anything written by the pasuk of miluim is ma'akiv. I will say, what does it mean is ma'akiv? That you, if by the miluim, by the eighth day of consecration, you needed everything. If you missed any part of the service, the service was invalid. So if that's the case, follow this for just a moment. If you're going to learn out Yom Kippur from Miluim, what does that mean? It means that so too by Yom Kippur, any part of the service also, if left out, including what? Including sequestration preparation, will also be Ma'aki, which means we'll say what? That if for some reason you did not sequester the coin 7 days before Yom Kippur, then what? He should not be able to do the Avoda. Maybe you'll say that indeed is the case. I'm going to tell you Reish Lakish why it's not. V'hatanan, we learned. What did the Mishnah say? And what do we? What else do we do in preparation? We prepare a backup coin gadol. The lokatani mafrishin. And yet, what Rabbi say? What doesn't it say? It doesn't say that we sequester that kohen as well. So I will say, what do you see from here? So you see from here that the sequestration preparation is not ma'akev. Maybe you'll say v'chi tema my matkinin mafrishin. Maybe you'll say no. And it says we prepare the backup coin gadol. What does it mean? Also, Rabbosai, it means we separate them as well. No. Listening o idi v'idi maskinin o idi v'idi mafrishin. So that's not true. You can't do that. You have to use the same verbiage. If maskinin means sequestration preparation, then what? Then use that by the opening part of the Mishnah as well. Then say, Shivas Yomim Kol Yom Kippurim maskinin. If maskinin doesn't mean mafrishin, then what? Then if you're telling me that you're separating the back of Kohen Gadol also, then what? Then say mafrishin. So I'll say at the end of the day, what Reish Lakish has just showed Rabbi Yochanan is, we'll see what he just showed him. He's L'maisa, again, what he just showed him is it would appear based on the Mishnah that the separation preparation period prior to Yom Kippur is not ma'akev, is not an indispensable part of Kohanic preparation. But yet, interestingly enough, Kohanic preparation is being learned out from a pasuk of Miluim, and by Miluim, every part of the service is ma'akev. So Amarlei, Mar Mehachayalifa. So we'll say, so Rabbi Yochanan turns this around to Reish Lakish, and he says, tell me, Reish Lakish, where do you learn out sequestration preparation from? So we're going to stop over here. I'll leave you on a little bit of a cliffhanger. So we'll say, well, again, so just to understand where we left off, what we are in is in the middle of a fundamental dispute, which goes back to the beginning of our Gemara, as to how you darshan the pasuk by Miluin. Reish Lakish is darshaning sequestration preparation for both Para Aduma and Yom Kippur from the pasuk of Miluin. Rabbi Yochanan is only darshaning Yom Kippur from Miluin, because Rabbi Yochanan holds sequestration preparation by Para Aduma is what? Is what? Is a chumrah ba'alma, it's just a simple stringency. And now what Reish Lakish has just showed is Rabbi Yochanan, if you're, so Reish Lakish just showed Rabbi Yochanan's flaw in darshaning out Yom Kippur from Paraduma, but what's strange, of course, because Reish Lakish makes the same drasha himself. Now, Rabbi Yochanan has just flipped the tables, and we'll see, but we'll say how this turns out tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.